claims are that in the next 30 days, the medical aid will be discontinued, leaving 12,000 members and their families, some 22,000 people, without health cover. Now, we were shocked at the revelation that despite the contributions being deducted from each member's salary, no payments have allegedly been made to the medical aid since 2020. In a report before the Portfolio Committee, we were told the catastrophic annual results of the post office. The latest management team blames COVID-19, leadership vacancies, a litany of other issues, but they didn't explain where the money went that they are taking monthly and continue to take monthly instead of paying it over to the medical aid.